all the promises of God are in Christ. Yes and amen. And Jesus said, I promise you, go on home. I promise you, your son will live and not die. Hallelujah. Praise God. And I want to declare to you, if you're facing a serious sickness that's a big challenge to you, it's a big issue, and maybe there's nothing the doctors can do but to try to ease the pain. Maybe you've been given a death sentence. But I declare to you, if you receive this today, you're not watching this by accident, I declare that you will live and not die.
Welcome to the Living by Grace podcast with Al Jennings. When you receive the abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness, you will reign in life. Listen in as he discusses the effortless life of God's grace.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the pod today. I want to share a word of encouragement to those who are sick and in need of healing. Most of the time when people are healed, it's not instantaneous, but a process of recovery. In this episode, I want to address a misconception that everybody in Jesus' ministry were instantaneously healed. I want to show you from the Word that not all healings in Jesus' ministry were instantaneous. Also, I would like to ask you a favor. Please share this podcast with someone you know who are standing for their healing, but they're discouraged because their healing has not yet manifested. They're believing God, but they're frustrated with how long it's taking for their healing to manifest. All right, let's dive in. This morning I was reading in the book of John, was reading a few chapters, and something hopped out at me when I came on to John chapter 4. And want to encourage those of you who are believing for healing, and maybe the process seems slow, but I want to encourage you to keep believing. And what I want to share with you is there's a misconception that, what's up, Molly? All right. We miss y'all too. Yeah, look forward to seeing you guys soon. So I'm reading out of John chapter 4, and I wanted to share that all healing, there's a misconception in the ministry of Jesus that all healing was instantaneous, but actually that's not true. One time Jesus laid hands on a man who was blind, laid hands on him twice. First time, he got better. And really, that's the focus today, how recovery, I want to focus on recovery, how you go from a point of being sick to a point of being well, and don't be discouraged because your healing did not take place instantaneously. It was not always that way in the ministry of Jesus. For example, when Jesus laid hands on the man with, or the man who was blind, first he said, I see men like trees walking. And then Jesus applied another dose of healing. And why I say that is when Jesus would put his hands on people, his brother Hagin, Kenneth Hagin, Prophet Hagin used to call it the law of contact and transmission. How the contact, when you lay hands on the sick, as Jesus instructed us to do, and sometimes not always, but sometimes Jesus used that method in his healing ministry. He had different methods of healing. In the case of this blind man, he applied through what Brother Hagin calls the law of contact and transmission, the contact of your hands on the body of sick, on the body of the sick, transmits God's healing power. It's like a surge of healing power going through you. And so that's what Jesus did when he laid hands on that blind man, and the man said, "I see men like trees walking." So he wasn't fully healed, but the recovery process began when Jesus laid his hands on him and transmitted that healing power. Does that make sense? Now, I want to look at John chapter 4, but first let's go to Mark chapter 16, and let me give you scripture for what I'm talking about. Verse 17, "And these signs will accompany those who believe. In my name they will cast out demons, they will speak in new tongues, they will pick up serpents with their hands, and if they drink any deadly poison, it will not hurt them." Now focus on this. "They will lay hands on the sick, and they will recover." Actually, these are the last 11 words. Is that 11 words? "They will lay hands. They will lay their hands on the sick, and they will." That's 12 words, isn't it? 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. The last 12 words that Jesus said before he ascended into heaven to be seated at the right hand of God. He said those words, "They shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover." He went up into heaven. And he's been there ever since. And we're seated with him, as we confessed yesterday and as we saw in scripture. Amen. Okay, so I want you to focus on the word recover. And God instructed us to lay our hands on the sick. And when we do, they will recover. Now, it's not our responsibility for them to recover. It's out of our hands. It's in Jesus' hands. But it starts with our hands. And when we lay hands on the sick, they will recover. Once we lay our hands, then it's out of our hands and into his hands. And the sick will recover. Praise God. Jesus said in John 14, 12, "The works that I do shall you do also, and greater works than these shall you do, because I go unto my Father." So we're instructed to lay our hands on the sick. Amen. And they will recover. Now, recover means you go from a point of being sick to a point of being well. All right? The man that was blind, Jesus laid his hands on him. He didn't get healed 100% totally, but the healing process began. He saw men like trees walking, and then Jesus put his hands on him again and applied more of the healing juice, for lack of a better word, transmitted that healing power, another dose, another way to say it, into this man, all right? And then he got his full manifestation. Now let's look at John chapter 4, and then we'll get into our confessions. John chapter 4, verse 46, "Jesus entered the village of Cana of Galilee, where he had transformed water into wine. There was a governmental official in Capernaum who had a son who was very sick and dying. When he heard that Jesus had left Judea and was staying in Cana of Galilee, he decided to make the journey to Cana. When he found Jesus, he begged him, 'You must come with me to Capernaum and heal my son.'" Next verse. "So Jesus said to him, 'You never believe unless you see signs and wonders.' But the man continued to plead, 'You have to come with me to Capernaum before my little boy dies.' Then Jesus looked him in the eyes and said, go back home now. I promise you. The promises of God. When God promises something, you can take it to the bank. All the promises of God are in Christ. Yes, and amen. And Jesus said, I promise you. Go on home. I promise you, your son will live and not die. Hallelujah. Praise God. And I want to declare to you, if you're facing a serious sickness that's a big challenge to you, it's a big issue, and maybe there's nothing the doctors can do but to try to ease the pain. Maybe you've been given a death sentence. But I declare to you, if you receive this today, you're not watching this by accident, I declare that you will live and not die. And if you know somebody facing a serious health challenge, please share this with them. Praise God. So Jesus said, your son will live and not die. Go on home. I promise you, your son will live and not die. The man believed in his heart the words of Jesus and set off for home. He did what Jesus said to do because he believed that what Jesus said was true. He believed the word. What happened? Verse 51. When he was still a distance from Capernaum, his servants met him on the road and told him the good news. All God has for you, child of God, is good news. Told him the good news. What good news? Your son is healed. He's alive. Overjoyed, the father asked his servants, when did my son begin to recover? All right? Now, highlight that. The healing was not instantaneous. He started to recover. Again, recovery means you go from a point of being sick to a point of being well. And the father asked them, the servants, when did my son begin to recover? Yesterday, they said, at 1 p.m. All at once, his fever broke. All right? That was the start of the healing process. And now, he's well. So it started with the fever breaking, and then eventually he got well. So I want to encourage those of you that are faced with a serious health challenge, and it seems like it's taken a while. Don't think that in Jesus' ministry, all healing was instantaneous. That's a misconception. You are, whatever situation you're in, if you're believing God, and if you're not believing God, I encourage you to believe his promises that Jesus took your infirmities and bore your sicknesses, and by Jesus' stripes, you were healed. Matthew 8:17, 1 Peter 2:24. So many promises of healing. Psalm 103:1-3. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, his promises. Who forgives all our iniquities, who heals all, not some, all of our diseases. That includes whatever you are facing, whatever disease that you have. All right? So believe God for your healing. Receive your healing. Receive what Jesus did for you on the cross. The same time he took your sicknesses, the same time he took all your sin, he took all your sicknesses. Believe that. That's a benefit. It's a major benefit, and it belongs to you. Healing belongs to you. By Jesus' stripes, you have been healed. past tense, 2,000 years ago on the cross. And if you know that already and you're standing, I declare you are recovering. You are recovering. You don't have the full manifestation yet, but keep believing and you shall recover. So with that in mind, faith is rising up on the inside of us. Let's make some healing confessions together, all right? Christ has redeemed me from the curse of the law. Therefore, Christ has redeemed me from the curse of sickness. For sickness, he has given me health. I am the healed, protecting my health from sickness and disease. I forbid any sickness or disease to come upon my body. Every disease, germ, every virus that touches my body dies instantly in the name of Jesus. Every organ and tissue of my body functions to the perfection that God created it to function. I forbid any malfunction in my body in the name of Jesus. I will not let the word of God depart from my eyes, for it is life to me and health and healing to all my flesh. Jesus took my infirmities and bore my sicknesses, and by Jesus' stripes I was healed. The word of God is medicine to all my flesh. He sent his word and healed me and delivered me from all my destruction. He has taken sickness out of the midst of me, and the number of my days I will fulfill. He will satisfy me with long life and show me Jesus. He is Jehovah Rapha, the Lord who heals me. I will live and not die. I am satisfied with long life. Let's say that one again. I will live and not die. I am satisfied with long life. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I encourage you to share this with somebody who is facing a serious health challenge. You can be a blessing to them just by sharing this message with them. All right. Hope you enjoyed that. One more thing I want to share with you. If you're in need of healing, let me encourage you with these words. You shall recover. Keep standing. Keep believing. Be encouraged. Your healing will manifest. You shall recover.
Thank you for joining us today for the Living by Grace podcast. You are greatly blessed, highly favored, deeply loved, totally righteous, and destined to win because of Jesus. Have an amazing day.